The next coach on the teleconference is Nebraska Scott Frost. Nebraska hosts Colorado on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
No, let's go straight to questions. I don't have much to talk about.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Teddy Greenstein, Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Scott. How much of a bummer was that, what transpired Saturday night?
Oh, it was disappointing, and everybody was disappointed. The kids wanted to play. We were anxious to get out there and have an opportunity to play. You know, we've done a lot of work in 9 months, and the kids have put a lot into the last 9 months to get ready for that night. And then, you know, it's just strange how it worked, get the opening kickoff and then have the rug pulled out from under you. I will say I was proud of the kids for how they handled the situation. And, yeah, they were in the locker room saying we should move the game to our indoor facility, which would have been epic. But it was just great to see how bad they wanted to play and how disappointed they were. And certainly not ideal, but we'll make the best of it now.
Can you actually make the best of it? I mean, on paper, it seems like a big disadvantage for you guys going into Colorado.
Yeah, you know, there's some little advantages probably. They haven't seen us on tape. They don't know as much about our personnel. But, you know, coaches will say the biggest improvement of the year comes between game 1 and game 2, and they're going to have the benefit of that, and we're not. So, like I said, there's nothing we can do about it. Just have great weeks, a week of practice and try to get ready.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Brian Murphy, Orlando Sentinel.
Hi, Coach. I just had a question about Jakeem Griffin, because it sounds like he's going to start right away week 1 for the Seahawks. I just want to get your thoughts on him as a round 5 rookie starting right away. Was there any doubt that he could do this?
No, I'm not surprised. And anything he does will never surprise me. Just such a great kid and such a talented player. And I said this when he got drafted, when he did, I think there are a lot of people that will regret not taking him earlier. And all you got to do is give that kid a chance. And it sounds like he's going to get his chance this weekend.
Have you had any contact with Shaquem or said anything to him since he's been drafted?
Oh, yeah. I was actually at the draft with him and then talked to him a few times since then. And, you know, I hope there's a lot of relationships in my career as strong as that when there's people that I'm going to stay in touch with my whole life.
Thank you very much.
And again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Parker Gabriel, Lincoln Journal Star.
Hey, Scott, when you talk about teams typically make the biggest jump from week 1 to week 2, obviously you haven't had that yet, but what is that jump? Where do you, in your experience as a coach, where do you typically see that jump between the first and second game?
I think on execution more than anything. You know, you get out there the first time, we're going to be playing a lot of young players and just getting their feet wet and getting in that environment one time and being more comfortable with it. I think that allows you to focus on your assignments and what you need to do and usually play better. So, you know, we're going to have to live through it. And I don't think it'll be a problem. Actually getting warm-ups is probably good for those guys to be in the environment once. So it isn't like we haven't approached a game. We had all our preparation last week as if we were playing. So they've been through that one time. So, you know, we did get some of the experience for our young guys without the game, but there's really nothing like playing that first game.
Thanks.
And your next question is from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Thank you very much. Hey, Coach, you know, there was some talk in the preseason that some teams might be stepping back from trying to run as many plays as they've run in the past. And Ohio State ran 87 on Saturday, which is a good deal. But I'm just wondering, what is your approach offensively? Would you like to run as many plays as possible, et cetera? Just what's sort of your approach?
No, we're not one of the teams with our tempo that tries to get 100 plays run. We just want to use tempo when we can for an advantage. We're going to run whatever offensive play we think gives us the best chance, and sometimes that's going to be fast. You know, we don't track it and try to hit a certain target number of plays, but we feel like there are certain times we can get an advantage by lining up and going again quick, and there's some other teams in our league like Ohio State that do the same thing. So, you know, when you do it, your defense is going to be on the field for more plays too, and so you got to be smart and balance those things out. But I don't think tempo is going away from college football anytime soon.
Hey, thank you, man.
And again, as a reminder, to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Have a good day.